How would you go about looking for evidence of a weapons program that is covert in a country that's tightly controlled by the security services? Well, one person who might have some good ideas is Dr. Khadir Hamza, who, before he defected from Iraq, was in charge of Saddam Hussein's program to make nuclear weapons. He's a nuclear physicist. Welcome, Dr. Hamza.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, first of all, if Iraq's declaration on December 8th is consistent with their recent statements that they simply don't have any weapons of mass destruction or programs to make them or deliver them, is that even arguable to you, an arguable proposition, or is it a blatant lie as far as you're concerned?
It's a blatant lie, of course. I mean, we know Iraq has continued working on nuclear weapon programs, trying to develop nuclear weapons. This is the largest weapon program in Iraq. When I left, it had something like 12,000 people working on it. It has 7,000 people at the onset of the Gulf War, and they recruited some more after the Gulf War. So it is inconceivable to me, I left in 94, that this thing is just dropped.
Even in a large country, 7 to 12,000 people are not a needle in a haystack.
No.
How does one go about then finding them and ascertaining what they're doing?
That's a problem. What they did after the Gulf War is they went into the civilian sector and started rebuilding Iraq's infrastructure. And that's the cover they are given. So if inspectors go back now and try to talk to them, they'll say, we are working in the oil industry, we are working in the power generation industry, we are in this and that. So the only thing left is what is put in the U.S. proposal, which was made later into a resolution, and that is talking to the scientists without Iraqi minders and possibly, if possible, outside Iraq with their families. And this is the only way we're losing their tongues.
So, but if I understand the first method that you propose to a good inspection, mm-hmm. it's not so much thinking in terms of geographic locations,
no.
but people, individuals
exactly.
who might be in the know.
Exactly.
People whose names we know.
Exactly. These names should be submitted to the Iraqi government. The Iraqi government should be made to deliver them to the inspectors, mm-hmm. and then later on, if possible, can be taken with their families out of Iraq.
Not too long ago, you spoke of a couple of dozen atomic scientists
yep.
and engineers who were
yep.
in the know. Is that the universe of people that you're talking about?
I'm talking about the core,
mm-hmm.
the core group that are the designers, the major figures in the program.
Presumably, these people, like yourself at one time,
mm-hmm.
Have fared pretty well within the Iraqi regime.
Exactly.
They've held high positions.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you assume that they would tell the inspectors what they've been doing? Why wouldn't they stay loyal to Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, that's why the thing. You see, loyalty comes out of stability. If Saddam is going to go, people will look out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my guess is 90% of the scientists and engineers who are given an opportunity to leave or defect to the West, they will choose to. Because first, they are in a hostage situation. Their family is already relocated into three high-security camps for their safety. Now, people understand in Iraq what that means. That means for the safety of the Iraqi government, not the family's safety. Now, if their families are held directly, just in case a member of the family slip or is difficult to locate, they guaranteed right now they can get their hands on their families immediately if a guy talks or shows inclination that he might want to leave.
So to put it mildly, this is a disincentive to talk or to suggest that you
inside
might want
Iraq.
To leave. Yes.
Yes. That's
inside
why I'm
Iraq.
Saying this will be a disincentive to the scientists, even without a minder, to talk inside Iraq.
Okay. So walk me through this scenario for a moment.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. A, Iraqi nuclear physicist who knows quite a bit about what's been going on even
yeah.
recently in
yeah.
the program. Mm. My wife and children have been relocated, you say,
uh-huh.
to some military camp,
uh-huh.
some military base.
Uh-huh.
How do you get from that seemingly this non-starter of a situation to getting some information from me?
The only way is to submit your name,
mm-hmm.
okay, as an Iraqi scientist to the Iraqi government to be delivered with his family to the inspector to be taken out of the country. This immediately relieved the situation. The hostage situation is over.
Before I even talk to you.
Before even talk.
How many people do you think should be on that list that the inspectors ask for and ask to relocate out of Iraq with their families?
I think if 100 is taken out right now, including, say, 24 out of atomic energy, 100 over the whole programs of weapon of mass destruction plus missiles, I think this will tell the inspectors a great deal of what's going on inside.
100 scientists or engineers plus their families.
Plus their families.
Total of about, say, you think about 500.
That's 500.
And what do you think is the actual likelihood that this scenario will now play out? The request for names and families, get them out of the country, settle them here, and get documentation of what's been going on.
Yeah, this is the resolution. Mm-hmm. This is the official UN resolution, and this is what the U.S. wanted. Okay? Now, it looks like the inspection teams are not on board yet. That's the problem. So if they are not on board, they don't even want to talk to the scientists without Iraqi mind.
Yeah, I should say that when I asked Mr. El-Baradei, who's the head of the IAEA, about bringing Iraqi scientists out of Iraq, mm-hmm. he seemed to describe that, and perhaps he was being diplomatic, I don't know, as something that might happen in a couple of cases. But he wasn't describing the wholesale offer to 100 people.
That's the problem. These guys are not on board. I believe the inspection teams right now are more under European influence than U.S. influence. Mm-hmm. The problem is, look at Iraq as not as a strategic danger. They look at Iraq as more or less some kind of huge oil source, which is not to be given to the American. So I don't think they will go along with anything that will try to do a regime change in Iraq. And finding a smoking gun is not to their liking right now.
Dr. Hamza, thank you very much for talking with us today. Qadir Hamza is a nuclear physicist and used to be the chief of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons program in Iraq. He has been living in the United States since 1995.